Are you ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain!
I can't hear you!
Aye, aye, Captain!
Oh!
Their characters are famous, but they're invisible. They're the voiceover actors behind cartoons like SpongeBob SquarePants. There are about 50 voiceover cartoon actors in Hollywood. Some of them perform in dozens of different cartoons every season. The trick, they say, is to find the spirit of the cartoon character using only the voice. NPR's John McChesney reports.
In a studio at the Cartoon Network, the Powerpuff Girls, three popular little supergirls, are squabbling. Bubbles and Blossom are heaving insults under the direction of Colette Sunderman.
Hey, watch it, Clumsy! You're always crushing my dolls with your big mitts! Ha, ha! Look who's talking!
This is Mark Long on the script. Go from 126 Blossom. Sounds good. This is take four, and...
Ha, ha! Look who's talking, Bubble Fingers!
In truth, we're listening to Kathy Cavadini and Tara Strong, who, as they clown around outside the studio, look and sound absolutely nothing like their cartoon characters.
I'm Tara Strong, and I play Bubbles.
But she normally talks like that.
So how do you do that?
We pinch each other really tight. No, you know what? All of us have been doing animation for so long, and when you go into an audition, they'll give you a drawing of the character and a character description and a small part of the script, and you just kind of play around and hope that you're doing what the producers and the writers want. And then if you're not perfect, they'll come in and tweak you and say higher, lower, younger, older, whatever. You just gotta play. We have the funnest job, really. We just have fun.
It may be fun, but it takes a lot of skill to discover the right character from a snippet of script and a sketch on a piece of paper. And contrary to what you might expect about the cartoon creation process, the voices are laid down first, before the animation. Craig McCracken is the creator of the Powerpuff Girls.
Their voice acting and their performances dictate the timing of the animation, you know, how long they take to say a word, you know, how, you know, the different kinds of inflections that they put into their reads defines what you do in the animation.
So the voice actors are not just reading lines. They are arguably the primary movers in cartoon creation. McCracken says one of the greatest masters of voiceover acting is Tom Kenny, who is here playing the narrator.
So, once again, the day is saved, thanks to the Powerpuff Girls!
Kenny recently took on the role of Eduardo, a buck-toothed purple monster with a Spanish accent, in a new series for this fall called Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends. It's another McCracken creation.
We had a lot of guys come in to audition, and they all had, you know, beautiful Spanish accents and really nailed all the dialect and everything, but they just weren't the character. They didn't embody the spirit of that character. And Tom came in, and you just fell in love with the guy. You fell in love with what he did with the voice, and he was just amazing.
In the voice of Eduardo, Tom Kenny himself tells what he was striving for in shaping the character.
We just wanted to hear that his teeth get in the way of his mouth when he's talking. You can hear the teeth on your lips. And basically what we came up with was that it was sort of a foreign cookie monster.
Tom Kenny is a former stand-up comedian who has been in the voiceover business for more than 10 years and has done hundreds of characters, including his most famous, SpongeBob SquarePants. That show is watched on Nickelodeon by millions of kids and their irony-addicted parents. Kenny shifts into SpongeBob's voice as easily as changing shirts.
SpongeBob SquarePants here, and I just wanted to bring it around town from Bikini Bottom all the way to your city through the magic of NPR. Da 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 da.
Although the voice is known to millions, the face is not, and Kenny likes it that way. Screen actors may be more famous, but they pay a penalty and lack of privacy. Kenny, who is short and wiry, says being a voice actor gives him other freedoms as well.
It's kind of nice to not be a prisoner of your body type, which, you know, I'm sure I'd be playing like computer geeks and nerds and things on television and movies. And in cartoons, I get to be, you know, robots and monsters and bad guys and handsome guys and ugly guys and little kids and ladies and sponges.
And there are no hours spent in the makeup trailer either. There are some irritations, however, as when big animation studios like Disney and Pixar hire big-name screen actors for their films.
Now you have hit on the Achilles heel of bitterness of every working voiceover actor. I don't really understand what Brad Pitt or Ben Affleck bring to the cartoon party, but I guess if you got to have them, you got to have them.
Kenny tells the story of once trying out for one of these big film parts, and thinking he would be helping himself, he told the auditioner that he'd worked in animation voiceover for years. "Gosh," the woman said, "that's too bad. We only hire actors." As if to defy that judgment, Kenny, who describes his real voice as vanilla, slides effortlessly through a cavalcade of his characters, starting with Patchy the Pirate in SpongeBob.
"He is just the world's biggest SpongeBob fan. He's out of control. He's a pirate that lives in Encino.
He's this total suburban pirate that drives, you know, a Volkswagen Jetta and lives in a house."
Or the narrator in Powerpuff Girls.
"He is just a stentorian narrator from many old radio shows and cartoons."
Or the Penguin in a new Batman series being launched by WB Kids this fall.
"Well, Batman, you're just in time to watch my bird friends peck your manservant's eyes out!"
Tom Kenny is looking forward to SpongeBob SquarePants, the movie, scheduled for theaters in November. By the way, April Fool's Day is SpongeBob's favorite holiday.
"Hey, your shoe's untied. April Fool's, you're not wearing shoes!"
John McChesney, NPR News.